Welcome back to SportsTownChicago.com. It's the Weekend Wake Up with Vito Abinanti. Casey Hartenberger is joining me today, talking all things sports, Hawks, Cubs, MMA, Bears. We got a little bit of everything for you today. I want to skip to an entertainment story real quick. I'm a big like movie nerd, especially Star Wars. If Matt Moore were here today, he would rip me apart mercilessly for that. So I just, you know, I got to ask. I don't get to have you on the show. Any TV shows you're watching right now? Any movies you're looking forward to?
Actually, we just got a crop of TV shows to start. I'm a big Better Call Saul fan.
Okay.
I've fallen out of love with The Walking Dead. It's just so depressing. Every show is the same.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I am way behind on The Walking Dead. Literally just started watching it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And right before this new season came out, mm-hmm. AMC had where they started from the beginning. And I watched all of season one, and then I went on demand and I watched like half of season two.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped watching.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like, first of all, I feel like the people that are involved in this are so dumb. They just do the same stupid stuff over and over again. Like, they make the same stupid mistakes. It's like, this person is totally calm one episode, and then the next episode they freak out and they're running through a forest and everyone's looking for them. And then the person that was looking for them is the super calm one, and then the next episode he's freaking out and he's wielding a gun towards a bunch of people. It's like, look, none of you can get along. And then like 15 minutes go by and everyone's best friends, and then this guy wants to murder this guy because he said something about his wife who's been dead for 15. I'm like, what is happening in this show?
Yeah, it's
is it the same thing throughout all seven seasons or six seasons, whatever they're on right now?
It is. I mean, you know, the further and further it goes on, you know, there's definitely more bad days than good. Just, you know, by the end, everyone's super depressed. But then, you know, there'll be a stretch where someone's, you know, Miss Optimist, or like all of a sudden, like, you know, the quiet, nice little old lady's like, she's a badass all of a sudden. And then, you know, reverts back like, well, how does this switch work? And I mean, there's a lot of little things that bother
me. There's like, no background for why these people act the way they do.
No.
Like, I get it. You jump in and a guy has, you know, a guy can't figure out what was happened. He was in the hospital. I get it. But like, then you build these characters into what they are, and all of a sudden there's somebody different for 15 minutes. And it's like, I mean, I know people lose it, but come on.
Yeah. And I mean, and everything smells and no one is acknowledging it. I mean, everyone must reek. I mean, and this is a blood transfer thing. There are still mosquitoes. You know, why is everyone not a zombie? I don't know. I'm over The Walking Dead. I'm out.
You're over The Walking Dead.
Over on it.
You watch Better Call Saul.
Big Better Call Saul fan.
That's another show I never watched. I never watched Breaking Bad.
Oh, those are some mistakes. Well worth the time. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a Bob
Odenkirk my life
guy.
Now?
A little bit.
Okay.
it's there's room for improvement, let's say. No, and I'm also watching the OJ show, The People versus OJ.
I haven't gotten to see that yet.
Oh, boy. So what do you watch, Vito? Let's get into that.
I have four jobs right now. I don't have time for anything, okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll tell you what I do watch. I watch John Oliver.
Yes.
I watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Yep.
John Oliver, and I hate to make this comparison because the person I'm going to compare him to was a comedic genius in his time, and he's one of my all-time favorite comedians. I'm going to compare him to George Carlin. And the reason I'm going to compare him to George Carlin is because Carlin had a way of turning a either very depressing or very important social subject
mm-hmm.
into something that he could still talk about and make important points about and even get people to understand where he was coming from, but do it in a humorous way. So like important social things like the presidential election and so on, but there's other things going on in the world, you know, genocide happening across the world. There's still a joke somewhere in there that John Oliver can find, and George Carlin was a master at that.
Um,
he,
I
he was always talking about, you know, politics, but the depressing part of politics, but then he was making it funny.
Yeah. I really like that comparison, and I'm sure that, I mean, all comedians, they look up to George and mold certain aspects from him. But I would also say, in your full description, which was great, if you had said all those words but left out George Carlin, though those words could have also fit Jon Stewart as well.
True, yes.
Who, you know, he who, came from.
Yes, John
Daily
Oliver
Show.
Is a protege of...
So, I mean, as, you know, a major comedian, I'm sure, you know, we all take bits and pieces of everyone we've worked with or admired or looked up to. So I'm sure he's kind of a mold of everyone, including Carlin, who I'm sure Jon Stewart looked up to Carlin, you know, so it's all trickled down.
Definitely. And, he actually had an interview where he talked about how much he looked up to George Carlin. But, yeah. I think his show is so smart and witty, and he does it in a very self-deprecating sort of way, which I appreciate because my humor is very self-deprecating. So I think it just always connected with me.
Well,
but
he also has this fantastic perspective of being American but not from America, too.
Right.
So I also think that's pretty huge.
Side note, you know who else does that really well? And not on the same level as John Oliver, but Craig Ferguson.
Yeah,
Craig Ferguson,
underrated.
Another foreigner who's also American, but and is much more worried about American politics and life than he is anything from Scotland or anything like that. But yeah, Craig, I miss Craig Ferguson on late night TV.
Very underrated.
What about movies? You got any movies coming out that you want to see?
Not really coming out. I just actually got off a stretch of where I saw a few. You know, I saw The Revenant, The Big Short, Zoolander 2. So all of the, you know, Academy classics that they were looking at. But at this very moment, there's not a whole lot in the horizon that I'm looking forward to at the moment. I'm sure I may be missing one. But, you know, we just got off a really good crop of movies. You know, did you see any? Are you a movie guy? I know you don't have much time for TV.
Yeah, you know what? I used to be a huge movie guy, and I quote movies constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do nothing but a new movie came out, and I'd be there, you know, watching it. I have not been able to watch as many movies in theaters as I would like. I did go see Deadpool. Awesome movie.
That's the one. That's the one that I need to see.
That's a fantastic movie. It's done completely differently than any other comic book movie, and it's fantastic for it. Plus, I just really like Ryan Reynolds, and him being Green Lantern was just a terrible farce. But I kind of want to see Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
But I'm also a little leery because the trailer, first of all, the last Superman movie was ridiculous. And the trailer for this movie just looks kind of, eh.
I'm intrigued, but it's one of those that I kind of want to hear a couple like firsthand reviews of like some buddies that like, oh, we saw this and this is what we thought. And like, well, two of you, I trust your opinion. Yours is garbage, so we'll, you know, count that out. But like, I just need to hear a little bit more. Right now in my head, it's probably more of a matinee value in my head.
Okay.
But I'm definitely intrigued, though.
I'm not going to spend too much time on this one because the trailer looks terrible.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, the Ghostbusters reboot?
I'm intrigued. Yeah.
Are you? Are you really?
I'm intrigued. You know,
it must be the Cardinals fan in you.
A train wreck intrigues me. So
that is true.
You know, in a way, I'm...
I think all of the people in the movie are funny.
Yeah.
As actresses or as comedians.
Mm-hmm.
But the trailer just looks terrible. And it isn't me like, oh, you're ruining Ghostbusters, because I think that's going to happen. But but when I watched, you know, when I watched the trailer, I was like, all right, you know, let's see what this is. And I was just like, too many silly in jokes. It looks like that they're just trying too hard to throw in there.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right, so if you're wondering where this went, I have a short segue here. We're talking about entertainment. What's one of the most underrated movies you've ever seen that you think people don't give a good...
Oh, easy. Best in Show.
Okay.
Best in Show. I love Best in Show.
I don't love it, but I like that movie.
Oh, Eugene Levy, Fred Willard, the whole gang.
I like that movie.
That's my go-to. You know, whenever I'm not feeling well, that's the movie I pop in. It just disappoints my fiance terribly, but, you know, that's easy. Hands down, Best in Show.
Disappoints my fiance. That's what disappoints your fiance?
That and Bad Santa. Bad Santa's up there.
See, I don't think that movie's underrated, but I think it's a great movie. I do have to explain to people what it like that haven't seen it, what it is, and the genius behind it.
Yeah.
But I think that's a fantastic movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just
Billy Bob Thornton just...
just nails it.
Yeah, he just...
and the John Ritter,
yeah.
Bernie...
that was his last
Bernie
movie,
Mac.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, and Bernie Mac's.
And Bernie Mac's
I
last
believe.
Wow.
Maybe Bernie Mac might have had one more, but...
Bad Santa curse, huh?
Yeah.
That's just a struggle.
It's got dark.
So my mine is... one of mine is Dodgeball.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that is an absurdly underrated movie.
It is underrated. I love when Ben Stiller plays... an outrageous character.
Yes.
You know,
like in Heavyweights?
Oh, that's classic.
That's
too.
Another classic. But I saw Dodgeball for the first time on an airline, okay, on a flight back from Las Vegas. And I thought to myself, God, this movie's got to be terrible because it literally came out
movie,
in theaters,
yeah.
You know, 6 weeks before that. And it was already on an airline. And I watched it and I was like, this is fantastic. This movie is just genius. I mean, it's not one of the greatest comedies of all time.
I know.
Vince Vaughn plays Vince Vaughn in every movie.
Yeah,
so.
He's Vince Vaughn, yeah.
But I just thought it was a fantastic movie.
No, it's,
so,
it's underrated.
So my segue into that is, what are some of your most underrated athletes?
Just in all sports?
In all sports. Pick a sport, pick a guy who you think is underrated.
Ooh.
And anyone who listens to my show... or knows me outside of the show, already knows who I'm going to pick. But I want to hear yours first.
You know, and maybe this mostly came from my circle of friends, and maybe that's where I'm getting this image. And I'm not saying he's an all-star by any means. But I always thought Kirk Heinrich was a little underrated. Every time, you know, he came in and, you know, he leads a lot of statistical categories for the Bulls, like in all-time stats. He was just steady Eddie, and people, you know, a lot of people I talked to got very upset him getting playing time. And I know not like these past couple of years he's been old, but like Kirk Heinrich, people would kill for his career.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. For a while, I thought Kirk Heinrich was overrated. He was
really?
One of those guys that the Bulls just kept like pushing, like he's a starter. He's this. He's Kirk Heinrich is a good sixth man.
Yeah.
Was.
Or, well, yeah, was.
As I burp into the microphone. Classy. I run a classy show here. He was a good six man, and he would have been a good six man for a long time. The Bulls, for years, though, during their rough years, he was their starter by necessity.
Yeah.
He didn't really have anybody else.
Well, some of the positions he was put in weren't his doing.
Oh,
was,
yeah. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not ripping the guy. I'm just saying, like, as a player, there were situations he should not have been in because the Bulls were so bad, they had to put them in that.
Yeah.
So, no, I get where you're coming from as far as he's kind of like a you love him or you hate him kind of guy.
He is. There's very little in between, and he's just been on.
I mean, not to the extent of Jay Cutler, but.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jay Cutler.
Oh,
I don't
my.
Care what anybody
okay.
says.
Okay.
I have gone on record on this show explaining why he is the single best quarterback the Chicago Bears have ever had. And that's not saying he is an elite or great quarterback. It's more a testament to the fact that the Bears are terrible
well, I was gonna say,
at drafting
I'm,
him.
I'm fourth on that list. That's not an impressive
oh,
list.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, Jay, get out
Look,
of here.
I'll give you top seven.
Don't,
let's
it.
Not go top four, okay?
That's on my resume.
Anyway, my most underrated sports athlete, and I'm gonna pick a Chicago guy as well, is Corey Crawford. This guy has won two Stanley Cups, and he would have been on the team that won another Stanley Cup if Antti Niemi weren't there. He and Niemi were neck and neck, and Niemi had no way to go down to the minors. He would have had to pass through waivers. Crawford didn't, so they sent him back down to the minors where he stayed the entire year. He has won two Stanley Cups as a starting goaltender. And people want to say, oh, the defense is so good. But if you look at his save percentage in the playoffs, the guy is lights out. He got benched last year in round one of the playoffs and won them a Stanley Cup from round two on. Not many guys are going to get benched in the playoffs and come back and win a Stanley Cup. And the guy still gets flack. He is right now third in the league in save percentage, and nobody's talking about him. He didn't make the All-Star game. They weren't even sure if he was going to make the Magical World Cup team for Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think the guy is immensely underrated. Look, he's not elite. I don't think he'll ever be elite. But as far as great, consistent goaltending, Corey Crawford's your man.
Does a part of you think that there might be a silver lining to that as far as because he's underrated, that kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off of him?
And I'm okay with that as long as he keeps winning.
Yeah. And it's kind of a testament to his own fortitude that getting yanked in the first round of the playoffs last year and then come back and just go back to being lights out, not being shaken.
And that reminds me of another guy who is no longer in Chicago that I really liked and I thought could have done well this year for the Cubs, and that's Starlin Castro. Starlin Castro lost his starting shortstop position, got benched, and then was asked to come in as the second baseman and led the league in batting average in September. He batted almost 400 in September. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's another one. You were the starting shortstop for the Chicago Cubs from the time you were 20 years old, and you're 25 or 26 now. You've been benched. And you come back and you come out and you do your job. All right, they need me to play second base now. I'll do it. That's another testament to, you know, he's not going to light the world on fire, but the kid can hit.
Yeah.
He can still hit. He can't play defense half the time, but he can hit. I thought he could have been a nice positional player for them, but once you sign Ben Zobrist and you've got Tommy La Stella and you got these other guys, I understand why they traded him. He was a guy that I thought could have stuck around, though.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, they're in a position where they could keep everyone, but it would have been really tough to pull off. And I don't mean to interject here, but Edgar says you were wrong. Breaking Bad was a great show. You should watch that.
Well, that doesn't make me wrong. I never watched it.
Am I
wrong for not watching it? That's what he's saying?
That's what Edgar says.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
630-403-5200. Edgar or anyone else who wants to lay into me for not watching Breaking Bad. Look, I'm sorry, people, okay? I have a life. No, I don't. I have no life. It's terrible.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up Podcast. Tune in live Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. only on SportstownChicago.com and SportstownChicago on the TuneIn Radio app.